Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Comment était Makalu, selon Kona? 2. Pourquoi Makalu ne peut-il pas se rappeler de Kona? 3. Quel était le score, selon Kona? Vous entendrez quelques expressions utilisées dans le langage familier.
Hey, Kona. Hey, I know you. Where have you been? It's been ages since we last met here. Do you recognize me?
I do, but sorry, what's your name again? I'm getting older and older.
I can see that. I'm not so young either, but I have not forgotten you. Tell me, what does the word Makalu remind you of?
Makalu! I knew I recognize you. How could I forget the famous rough touch devil of Fabulous team?
That's me, the one and only. I know I was fast and dangerous, but I had to hold back cause I always had trouble avoiding your 100 eyes.
Do you remember the time you scored 6 goals against Biladi's football team?
Of course. How could I forget? But Kona, it was 9-1, but you refused our last 3 goals.
That's not true.
Come on, man. Admit it. You were being too harsh.
Hey, man, even if you don't agree, I'm still the referee. I'm the boss on the football pitch.
Well, slow down. Come back to earth, buddy. We are not on the football pitch anymore.
Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue Makalu et Kona. L'énoncé 1 est faux. Kona est encore jeune. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Makalu lui rappelle qu'ils sont toujours au terrain de football. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Comment était Makalu selon Kona? Rapide et vif. 2. Pourquoi Makalu ne peut-il pas se rappeler de Kona? Parce qu'il devient de plus en plus vieux. 3. Quel était le score selon Kona? 6-0. Écoutez et répétez ces expressions et leur traduction en anglais.
I can see that.
C'est ce que je vois.
It's been ages.
Cela fait longtemps.
Slow down.
Doucement.
Come back to earth, buddy.
Reviens sur terre, mon cher.
That's not true.
Ceci est inexact. Vous avez entendu Kona et Makalu, l'excellent footballeur. Vous avez aussi entendu certaines expressions utilisées dans le langage familier. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Aujourd'hui, Martin est allé au Cap Canaveral en Floride pour assister à l'atterrissage de la navette spatiale. Today, Martin Lerner went to Cape Canaveral in Florida to witness the landing of the space shuttle. Il demande des questions à un des membres du NASA sur leur programme. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à décrire un événement en cours et à réviser quelques expressions utiles. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au micro Michel Joseph. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à décrire ou à suivre la description d'un événement en cours. Martin parle à l'un des membres du NASA de leur programme et de l'atterrissage de la navette spatiale. Il demande « When is it going to land ?» Quand est-ce qu'elle va atterrir ? « It will land in about 2 hours. » Elle va atterrir à peu près dans 2 heures. pour décrire un événement en cours, en anglais, on utilise comme verbe de base ou le verbe avoir, to have, ou bien le verbe être, to be. Et ensuite, le second verbe qui est au passé, un peu comme le passé composé. Donc, dans cette instance, when is it going to land? When is it going? Going, c'est le verbe to go au passé. Is it? C'est bien sûr l'interrogatif de it is. Pour apprendre davantage sur leur programme spatial et sur l'emploi du passé composé, écoutez la conversation entre Martin et le représentant du NASA.
Will you tell me where we are, Dr. Rust?
Call me Mel, please. We are at Cape Canaveral, of course. We have used Cape Canaveral as a missile launch site since 1948.
Why this place?
Several reasons. The weather is warm in Florida. We have been able to use the site year-round.
It does rain, though.
Oh, yes. We have had storms, but very little cold weather. Also, we're on the Atlantic Ocean. We launched the rockets over the ocean.
Is that because of problems?
That's one reason. We will have accidents sometimes. Also, there are islands out there. We have tracking stations on the islands and ships for about 10,000 miles toward the southeast.
Tell me about the tracking stations.
We've set up places where we watch the rocket launch. Then we have places all over the world that watch the satellites after they are in orbit.
Is that rocket ready to launch?
It will be in a few days. We're waiting for the space shuttle landing first.
I thought the space shuttle landed in California.
Usually, but the weather has been bad for several days. It will land here this time.
When is it going to land?
It will land in about 2 hours. Will you be here then?
Yes, I'd like to be. Where will it land?
Nearby. It's only a few minutes away.
Is this the only launch area?
No, it isn't. This is the oldest area. We use this for the smaller rockets. It's where the first U.S. satellite was put in orbit.
That was in the 1950s.
Yes, 1958. The first American manned spaceflight was in 1961. It was also from this area.
The space program has developed very quickly, hasn't it?
Yes. By 1969, we launched men to the moon.
Was that from here?
Yes, but after that, we started building bigger rockets. We moved to another launch area for those launches. We'll see that later, if you like.
Of course, I'd like that.
The bigger rockets launched there are built there, too. Can you see that very tall building?
Yes.
First, the rocket will be built there. When the rocket is ready, it will be moved to the launch site. It will be standing, ready for launch. It will be pulled to the launch site.
What are these rockets used for?
We still launch satellites with them.
Lorsqu'on raconte un événement en cours, on utilise un verbe pour montrer que l'action a déjà commencé et qu'elle continue au moment où on est en train de parler. Écoutez les exemples du texte. L'ingénieur dira « It has been bad. We have had storms. » En parlant du temps. « It has been bad. » Le temps a été mauvais. Nous avons eu des tempêtes. « We have had storms. » Il continue en parlant de ce système de poursuite satellitaire de la navette, en disant « We have set up tracking stations. We have set up tracking stations. Nous avons établi des stations de poursuite pour poursuivre l'activité de la navette. We have used Cape Canaveral as a missile launch site. Nous avons utilisé le Cap Canaveral, l'endroit en Floride, pour le lancement de la navette. We have been able to use the site year round. Nous avons eu la possibilité d'utiliser le site, l'endroit, toute l'année. The space program has developed quickly. Le programme spatial s'est développé assez rapidement.
It has been bad. We have had storms. We have set up tracking stations. We have used Cape Canaveral as a missile launch site. We have been able to use the site year-round. The space program has developed quickly.
Pour montrer que l'action a déjà commencé dans le passé et qu'elle continue toujours, on utilise has ou have, juste avant le verbe qui sera conjugué au passé. Par exemple, we have used Cape Canaveral as a missile launch site. Nous avons utilisé, we have used. Ou bien, it has been bad, en parlant du temps. It has been bad. Le temps a été mauvais. Donc, c'est un peu comme le passé composé. Répondez maintenant aux questions de Martin en utilisant la combinaison de has ou de have. Tout simplement, has quand il s'agit du neutre, d'un sujet neutre tel que le temps. It has been bad. Et have quand il s'agit de nous ou de vous, vous-même. I have ou bien we have ou bien you have. Je vais travailler avec vous, avec ces questions de Martin Lerner. Martin vous demandera, how long have you lived in your house? Combien de temps avez-vous vécu dans votre maison? How long have you lived in your house? Vous pouvez répondre comme vous voulez. Il vous demandera aussi, have you studied English before? Avez-vous étudié l'anglais auparavant? Avez-vous étudié? Have you studied? Il vous demandera une autre question. Has your family traveled to another country? Has your family traveled to another country? Has your family? Has, c'est le neutre. La famille est neutre. Has your family traveled to another country? Est-ce que votre famille a voyagé à l'étranger? Écoutez Martin Lerner et essayez de répondre.
How long have you lived in your house? Have you studied English before? Has your family traveled to another country?
Let's go to the space shuttle landing site. You want to watch the landing, don't you?
Yes, I do. I have some questions about the shuttle, too.
Good. We can talk on the way.
There's a crowd already, Mel.
The landing is always a popular event.
What will actually happen?
The shuttle will appear from that direction. It will land there. It's going to come to a stop right in front of us. The crew will get out and walk to that area.
Will someone greet the crew?
Yes, there's always an official welcome. The radio and television people will also be there. They'll ask questions and take pictures.
Will you tell me something about the space shuttle? I've seen the smaller rockets and one of the big ones. Does the shuttle have the same kind of rockets?
They are different in some ways. For one thing, they can be used again. In the old space flights, the rockets were dropped in the ocean. We couldn't recover them or use them again.
How many rockets does the shuttle have?
It has two booster rockets that help lift it into space. These drop off and we recover them. It also has three engines of its own.
Is that all?
It has other engines to help it slow down, turn, and so on.
Are rockets the same as engines?
In this case, they are. Some people call them rocket engines.
What has this crew done in space?
Several things. They've just repaired one of the satellites. Next trip, they will repair another satellite.
How will they do that?
After the launch, they will go into orbit. Then they will catch up with the satellite. Next, they will open the door and go out to the satellite.
Do they just go out?
No, they have to be prepared. They will put on spacesuits. After they are outside the shuttle, they will fasten the satellite to the shuttle.
Has it been easy to make these repairs in the past?
We've had good success on some things. It hasn't always been easy to find the problem.
When was the first space shuttle? In the 1980s?
Yes, 1981 to be exact. It was called Columbia.
One of the shuttles exploded.
Yes, that was a terrible accident. It was in 1986. It took us a long time to get over that accident.
Will you send another man to the moon?
Probably not. There will be other space exploration, I think.
What project or exploration do you want?
I want work on a space station. We can't go much further without a space station.
It sounds very exciting.
Yeah. Lorsqu'on décrit un événement en cours, on a souvent tendance à expliquer aussi comment il affectera l'avenir. On utilise une conjugaison différente et une autre forme de verbe, le futur, pour décrire le futur. Écoutez les exemples suivants. Par exemple, Martin dira « The shuttle will appear ». La navette va apparaître. It will land there. Ça va atterrir là. The crew will get out. L'équipage sortira. The television people will be there. Les gens de la télévision, les journalistes, seront là. Will someone greet the crew? Est-ce que quelqu'un accueillera l'équipage? Will you tell me something? Est-ce que vous allez me dire quelque chose? How will they do that? Comment est-ce qu'ils vont faire cela? What will happen? Qu'est-ce qui se passera? Écoutez Martin Lerner.
The shuttle will appear. It will land there. The crew will get out. The television people will be there. Will someone greet the crew? Will you tell me something? How will they do that? What will happen?
On conjugue le verbe au présent et on utilise « will » avant le verbe. Et ça transforme la phrase en une phrase au futur. Écoutons les questions que va vous poser Martin Lerner. Il vous demandera « Will the shuttle land in Florida? » Est-ce que la navette atterrira en Floride? Will we see the crew? Est-ce que l'on verra l'équipage? When will it land? Quand est-ce qu'elle atterrira? Allez-y.
Will the shuttle land in Florida? Will we see the crew? When will it land?
That was a perfect landing.
Well done.
Revoyons quelques expressions de vocabulaire, quelques phrases et quelques mots. Launching site. L'emplacement du lancement. Launching site. Un missile. Missile. L'événement. Event. The event. La navette spatiale, the space shuttle. Orbit, orbit. La station spatiale, the space station. Le vol, the flight. La fusée, the rocket. Une tempête, the storm. Les verbes employés, dans le contexte que vous avez entendu, to recover, récupérer. To recover the space shuttle, par exemple. D'autres mots. The booster, le propulseur. The booster. Manned by a team of engineers. Manned, contrôler. Le verbe contrôler, to man. Tracking, poursuivre. Une autre expression que l'on entend souvent en parlant de certaines choses, par exemple ici, the launching site, l'emplacement du lancement. The launching site is used year-round. L'emplacement du lancement, on l'utilise toute l'année. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington. Au micro, Michel Joseph.